And that's why in the tabernacle of Moses and in the tabernacle of David, both of them are revealing how to manifest oneness with God. And both of the tabernacles reveal how that oneness is housed together in the mind of God. Now, David's drawings of the blueprint of the tabernacle is different from the tabernacle of Moses from the viewpoint that David, his revelation is larger by means of worship and also victory in the battle. Moses' victories are defined differently, even though they are still on the foundation of the housing of the mind of God in oneness. And when Jesus came, he didn't do away with the tabernacle of Moses or the tabernacle of David. In fact, he came born of their blueprints. He carried their blueprints. He was their blueprints. Jesus manifested the housing of the mind of God in flesh. He housed the Father. He housed who he was, and he housed the Holy Spirit. That's why the tabernacle is not to be interpreted as spirit, soul, and body. That tells us nothing about being one in the pure interpretation of the tabernacle, which is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. If you think about the Noah's Ark writings, the ark is a picture of the housing of the mind of God and how Noah lived in the mind of God in oneness, and how the housing of the mind of God in oneness is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The housing of the law of oneness in Moses in his mind is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The housing of David in his mind is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But David on the forefront uses the same pattern as Noah, uses the same pattern as Moses, where the forefront of the mind of God is the courtyard, or the revealing of the five sacrifices of the body of Jesus. That's the table before David's enemies. So a disciple who is born of the housing of the mind of God in oneness is born of covenant. Remember in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, Moses had the revelation in the beginning, which the word beginning means the housing of the mind of God. God created. And the word create reveals how the mind of God is joined together as one, and how everything that manifests imports and exports out of the mind of God to be revealed. Because the word create means to prick open with liquid elements, blood, water, and spirit. And it not only means to prick open, but when there's a prick opening of, there's a joining and shaping together as one through blood, water, spirit. That's what the forefront, this table before our enemies, is housed in the mind of God. The sacrifices of Jesus. We see an example of that in Revelation chapter 1, where we see Jesus with fire in his eyes. That altar of the sacrifices of who Jesus became is housed in the forefront of the mind of the disciple. Eyes of fire. Of course, fire is life or light of who God is, shining in blood, which gives the animation of fire. So when we look at our scripture today of Psalm 78:19, this whole chapter we've been talking about how David speaks to the different tribes. One of them is Ephraim, which means to be doubly blessed, to be doubly fruit. It is named after the heart of God, El Shaddai, the double-breasted one. But we learned how David begins to take the children of Israel and he begins to remind them of all of the things that God has done and all of the victories that he brought them through. And there's one point in there where he says that you came in the battle with your bows and arrows, but one thing you lacked is that you lacked covenant with God. See, joining together as one is the housing together of the mind of God in covenant, blood, water, spirit. And we practice that through the anchor, through the firewall of the mind, through the sacrifices of Jesus, the five sacrifices of the body of Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, through the five sacrifices of who he is, on the housing of the table of our mind, in oneness with God. I hope this has been a blessing to you. I'd like to thank you for subscribing and watching these videos. And if you would, click that notification bell so that you will know when we put out more videos and follow along. Join our links below so that you can receive written devotions that I don't necessarily put into videos. But thanks for listening in today as we steal away in the secret place. Amen.